Attorney General John Ashcroft says the government will crack down on immigrants with connections to terrorist activity. He also announced a new task force that will identify immigrants associated with terrorist groups and deport them. Civil libertarians warn these new rules will be used to deport people who have nothing to do with terrorism. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The Attorney General said that America has always welcomed immigrants to visit, study, work, and live. But the attacks on September 11th, he said, show some aliens come, quote, with the intent to do great evil. Those people will be ferreted out.
The Department of Justice will prevent aliens who engage in or support terrorist activity from entering our country. We will detain, prosecute, deport terrorist aliens who are already inside the nation's borders. America will not allow terrorists to use our hospitality as a weapon against us.
To that end, Ashcroft announced the Foreign Terrorist Tracking Task Force. He said if an alien is in any way connected to one of 46 designated terrorist organizations, then that person cannot enter or stay in the country. Those organizations include Al-Qaeda and groups associated with Osama bin Laden.
And those who are involved with them or support them are deemed by the law to be supporters of terrorism. If they support those organizations and give to them financially or work with them, provide work for them and the like, it'll be a basis for their removal from the United States of America.
But David Cole, a civil liberties advocate who teaches law at Georgetown University, says the new rules will catch innocent people in the net. He says many of the organizations on the list have humanitarian wings, which provide food, shelter, clothing, and medicine to people in need.
And it seems to me that to treat someone who provides medicine, for example, to a hospital as a terrorist, simply because that hospital is connected to a group that we have put on a blacklist, is to engage in guilt by association and not to respond to the problem of terrorism.
Cole did say that other parts of the guidelines make sense. Take visas. American embassies abroad often grant visas without doing much of a background check. For example, six of the hijackers attracted attention when they applied for visas at the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia. Their names were checked against lists of suspected terrorists, but they were still granted visas. Under the new guidelines, consular offices will give the names of those who apply for visas to the FBI and the CIA, which will do thorough background checks. Finally, the task force is supposed to get the FBI, the Immigration Service, and the Customs Department to share information. In the past, the FBI has been slow to give the INS information about people on its watch list. By the time the INS knew about them, those people had entered the country and disappeared. Ashcroft said all the agencies will try to share information in real time, though he conceded that the new anti-terrorism law doesn't give a lot of money for the new technology. With all the talk of immigrant terrorists, INS Commissioner James Ziegler tried to make a distinction.
We've got lots of immigrants that come to this country to build their lives here and to contribute, and so we're not talking about immigration, we're talking about evil.
He said terrorists are, after all, a tiny subculture. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.